So, the dominant language, what do you think of when you hear the dominant language? Do you think of English? English is the dominant language. Or do you think of what is the dominant language? I don't know. I mean, I think of both, honestly. If you think about it, whenever you travel places, a lot of times in America and outside of America, English is always either the first language on a sign with directions, or the second, or the third. It's always a top language listed. It's universal, apparently, according to some people. But besides the point, I'm just going to talk about my story and why I want to learn Spanish, and me being a native English speaker, like knowing the dominant language and being a part of our dominant culture here in America, and wanting to learn Spanish, and why I think it's important, and why I think everyone should be bilingual or trilingual or at least multicultural. Anyways, I grew up in a family that was very white, and no one in my family knows another language except my sister, and like two of my cousins know a significant amount of Spanish just from our family vacations to Mexico and high school Spanish courses and such. But other than that, no one really bothered to learn another language. I mean, why would we? But, you know, we don't have to. And it's not integrated into our schooling or public schooling at all. So I moved to college, and I just one day woke up spontaneous and decided I wanted to minor in Spanish. I said, to hell with it. I want to be bilingual. This is boring. Whenever I hang out with my best friend or my boyfriend, like, or our friends from school, I don't understand a single thing they're saying, and I don't know half the jokes because they can all joke around in Spanish and understand the cultural sarcasm, and I'm just over here like a gringo, and I'm just like, what's happening? I don't understand. So I decided it was about time for me to get out of this boring, bland little bubble of mine that most of us live in and actually learn another language. So I'm currently a freshman, and I am taking my second semester of college Spanish, and these two semesters I've taken haven't even counted for towards my minor, my Spanish minor at all. They're actually still prereqs of Spanish, and I just think that's kind of funny because I've been struggling so much with it. And I constantly think, like, sorry, excuse me. I constantly think, oh my gosh, like, this is so hard. What did I get myself into? I didn't even think about this before I started and blah, blah, blah. When really, this isn't even anything. Like, I'm barely in Spanish, too. Anyways, I'm just curious as to, I'm going to ask you guys a question, and I know you can't answer right now, but how many of you know another language? How many of you can say hi in another language? Could carry a conversation in another language? It's really interesting to me. But, anyways, back to what I was saying. I decided to learn Spanish just on a whim. I mean, I have my reasons. I just said them, you know. I've grown up with it my entire life. My best friend and her whole family speaks fluent Spanish. My boyfriend and his whole family speak fluent Spanish. I live in California, for Christ's sake. I mean, I hear it all the time. It's one of the second languages on signs and online. There's always an option if you need to, you know, have the page translated to Spanish. Like, it's so popular here in California, America alone as well. I just think it'll be really helpful in the long run. But really, this is just about, I don't know, it's not really my story, it's just my opinion and why I think that it's so important to learn another language. It doesn't even have to be Spanish. I mean, hell, my roommates, I have one roommate taking German, and she literally had her professor come up to her, slam a paper on her desk, and say, Audrey, what will it take for you to minor in German? And she doesn't want to, because because she doesn't even like it. She's just doing it because it's cool to her, but she doesn't want to do it because it's easy to her. And she's just like, it's kind of a waste of my time, you know? It doesn't have to be Spanish. It could be German. It could be Korean. I have a roommate who, she knows an absurd amount of Korean and can casually understand Korean shows without subtitles. And she can understand, what's interesting is she can understand Korean in a conversation on the street, you know, and she'll be like, oh, the Korean is terrible. Their accent's terrible. I just think it's funny. Anyways, especially on a college campus, it's really important to learn their language because it's so diverse and opens so many doors. I mean, you can meet so many new people and connect on so many different levels. All in all, I think learning another language isn't really just about it's not just about being able to brag. It's not about being able to say, oh, I'm bilingual. It's about the opportunities. It really is. It's about the people you can meet and the places you can go and the connections you can make. So overall, I mean, if you're a native English speaker and you're part of the dominant culture, I really encourage you to take a step outside your comfort zone. And when someone tries to, you know, poke fun at you for sounding white when you learn another language, just be honest and say, you know, I don't know, but I want to learn. And people will help you. It's something that it's really not taken, it's taken for granted. So if you ever get the chance, go for it. Take the leap. Get outside your comfort zone and make a difference.